are back, kinda, sorta, two-thirds of us in studio, that is. Steve is out at home today, so brace yourself for that off-the-cuff broadcast experience that you're going to get here in the Daily Podcast. It's Monday morning, December 6th. John kicked things off with a Merry Christmas question for us. We got his Genesis concert review, seeing as he went to the big show on Friday night. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as always, for a Monday morning. The Stones were featured in Song Stories with Street Fighting Man. We heard a Christmas mashup. We started whacking elves. Tons of great prizes available for you in that contest every morning leading up till Christmas at 7:30. Here you go. Dig in. It's the Daily Podcast.
I was surprised to see the rain this morning. I didn't expect rain this morning. Well, how come your mic isn't on? Oh, I have absolutely no idea. Steve, you there? Yeah, there we go. You got to get a little louder.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I have no idea why Dave isn't.
All right, well, it's good knowing Dave.
I know why Dave isn't. Okay, go talk on that mic because we switched that up.
Yeah,
it's going to be Dave standing in my spot?
I am.
Yeah. We'll have to fix that in break.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a fun broadcast. Strap yourself in, folks.
Steve's working from home today, so a lot of the buttons and dials aren't where they belong. Right? And I'm sitting there going, gee, why is it working? Neither one of us noticed that the light is on that microphone.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on behind the scenes here today.
Lights are dim in my basement. My Christmas tree is on.
Pretty sexy, jealous.
In here. It's me and the cat hanging out.
All right, well, that's cool. Well, look, we've got a lot of radio program ahead of us. But today, most importantly, today we start Whackin' Elf.
Yes.
And Matt came
just
up
posted
to,
it.
Matt came up to me on Friday and he said, you know, you got to be careful on how you say Whackin' Elf.
Oh, yeah, with him promoting it.
I said, yeah, you got to make sure you get that and, right? rather. Yeah, you got to get that nice and clear, Whackin' Elf, right?
It's going to be fun.
Not yet. It's
going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
I mean, the things that are in there. I mean, the idea. I love the idea of the $250 Wawa gift card.
Oh, I would want that. That's my number one.
That would be great. You know, gasoline, coffee.
Yep.
Sizzlies.
There you go.
All of that coming your way. We've got the cock. Excuse me. I know. I'll get
Whackin'
it
Elf.
Straight. We got the stock car racing experience at Pocono Raceway in there. All right. And we got the cock-a-doodle-doo also. weren't they part of the 12 Days of Christmas?
I'm not sure.
There's two retrospect mountain bikes from our friends at Keswick Cycle. Brian came through and he gave us a great gift. Apple AirPod Pro from Armor Metals and Recycling. Just a lot of great gifts. The object is really kind of simple. We've got a game board. It's Battleship. Imagine a game board. It's got 50 squares on it, vertically 1 through 10, horizontally A through E. You pick a letter. You pick a number. If there's an elf there, you walk away with whatever gift that elf is carrying. All right, so here we are in the first full week of December. And the question I have for you is, when is it proper to say Merry Christmas?
Oh, now.
Now.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I said Happy Holidays on my Saturday show.
All right.
The whole 5 hours.
Happy Holidays is a completely different thing because you got Hanukkah. Don't you have Festivus?
Kwanzaa.
Right, who knows where those are landing. But Christmas, you know exactly where that's going to be. Right?
Listen,
you know,
I saw Santa.
It's over with already.
I saw Santa at the Cuba. It's Merry Christmas time.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? See, I don't think you say Merry Christmas until Christmas week.
And, really?
You're a monster.
Wow, that's strict.
And then it's, you know, but right now, Happy Holidays is fine because there's lots of holidays upon us.
Yeah, but you don't know when you might not see that person until after Christmas.
I don't know. If I'm
well,
buying,
then they lose. It's just that simple.
They lose the competition.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I've got to tell you guys, you have no idea what you missed Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center.
You were raving about it.
Oh, my God. Dave, it was a drum clinic.
Yeah.
Nick Collins, Phil's son, he's better than Phil.
Which is insane. He's 20 years old.
Right. It is insane how good this kid is.
Wow.
It really is. And the show, I got to tell you, this was a band throwing the gauntlet down to all other classic rock bands.
Is that right?
If you're going to go out on the road and you're going to charge big money for your tickets, you better bring a big show. And that is what they brought.
Man.
It was just, and you know, I mean, is it sad to see Phil in the physical state that he's in? Yeah, he's sure. in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. But he powers through all that pain, sitting in his chair, singing his heart out, and having fun. You could tell he's having fun.
He must be. He's with his son.
Right? You know, it was just great. The only bad part about the show was I was in the absolute worst row you could possibly be in.
Because it was coworkers?
No. It was no. Who was the McKay kid that won the second row tickets?
Dave
McKay?
Yeah.
All right. He was sitting right in front of me. Okay. So we had tickets in the second, third, fourth, and fifth rows.
Oh, sweet.
All right. So he was sitting there. There was me. Matt was behind me. Sean was behind Matt. Right. And Bill was behind Sean.
Okay.
And
wait. Sean put himself in front of Bill?
Yeah.
That's a power move. Wow. That's a real power
Sean's
move.
Sean's the program director now.
Right? You know? And we were all on the aisle seats.
Okay.
Right? To make a long story short, the security guard came up to me and said, John, you were in the worst row in the place. Because my whole row either needed a beer or had to pee throughout the entire show. Throughout the entire show. Anyway, to the point that, like, you know, and like when they would get up, because we were in the last two seats, me and Mike Hoplamazian went with me, because we were in the last two seats, whenever people wanted to come in and wanted to get out, it was easier for us to step out of their way. No, they wouldn't let us get out in order to let them get in.
Oh, that was like a protocol or something?
Yeah. Well, no. It was like, you know, like we were saying the other day, you know, when an elevator door opens, you let the people out of the elevator before you get
Common
in.
Common courtesy.
All right? Not these idiots. Oh, not these idiots. And then I'm sitting next to two guys from North Carolina, right?
Wow.
One of them's from Ireland, the other, but they're both there from North Carolina. They were in town. They had the opportunity to see the band. They got the tickets, right? Now, they're sitting down, and the guy has no idea who I am or why I'm there. I'm just another guy at the concert,
right?
And he starts asking me about Genesis, and he starts deciding he's going to ask me Genesis trivia.
I love it. Did he stump you?
He's asking me trivia. He goes, wow, you know a lot about this band. I said, yeah, they've been a favorite for a while, you know. I got it down. Can I ask you a couple? And he goes, don't bother. I asked you all the questions I know. I don't know anything else. All right. But what a show. What a show. I'm telling you, folks, if you got to travel to another state to see this concert, see it. Because in all honesty, if this is the last time that they were going out, they did a show as the last time they were going out. There was more that happened at the Genesis show. And it had to do with Matt's date also.
Oh, really?
Matt's date.
Mary Pat.
Mary Pat was there. She's a hoot.
At the bonfire.
Yeah. She's a really fun woman. And make a long story short, she heard me tell the story, I'm always sitting behind in front of the woo guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She decided to be the woo girl.
And she
made it clear that she was going to be the woo girl.
Just trolling you the whole concert.
All night long. Right? And at one point, there was like a woman in front of it. The thing that really amazed me the most was the amount of women who were at the show who knew the deep tracks.
Is that right?
And we're singing. There was a woman in front of us I told Mary Pat she's a better woo girl than you are. Right, you know, but she was, this woman was singing, you know, things like, Afterglow and Cinema Show, right? She knew the lyrics, and I'm sitting there like, I am in shock. I couldn't sing these lyrics.
Right. I can't sing a lot with this one.
You know, so you hear the voice in the background, ladies and gentlemen, as she has returned to us. Yes, sisters and brothers, she is here back from Jamaica.
Yeah, man,
you must have had just such a swell time. Have you managed to come down, or are you still dealing with all that bumper clot crap that you deal with?
I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know. You do not speak.
I feel like I'm there now.
You do not speak the patois.
I do not. That was painfully obvious.
I'd love to hear you attempt it.
What was this? Is your first time in Jamaica?
Yes.
And what was the most surprising thing to you there?
I couldn't understand most of the people, but no, I don't know. It was beautiful.
Yeah, no, it really, it's gorgeous there. It really, really is. I love Jamaica. I've been there so many. I've been to Jamaica more times than I've been anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, I used to go every year for like a week or 2 weeks. Right, and there's a great on the record about going to Jamaica and Bob Marley taking over my life.
Yeah,
literally Bob Marley taking over my life.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
All right, get back to work, girl. What do you got?
Okay. People began shaking hands to show they were unarmed, and it was also a sign of trust that you believed the other person wasn't going to take out their sword to fight you.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, do you know why we salute?
I don't.
No.
We salute because of back in the days of knights, mm-hmm. right? They would take the visor off the helmet, and that became the salute instead.
That's
all right.
Cool.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
All right, Nick Cage turned down the roles of Shrek in Shrek, Neo in The Matrix, Harry in Dumb and Dumber, Aragorn in The Lord of the Rings.
What?
Those roles ended up going to Mike Myers, Keanu Reeves, Jeff Daniels, and Viggo Mortensen, and thank God he turned them all down. And I like
it. Yeah, imagine The Matrix.
I got to tell you, though, you know, had he not turned all of those down, he never would have had the opportunity to work with a pig like he did in his new movie.
Have you seen it?
It's fantastic.
Is it?
Okay. It's really good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
So what do you got, Dave?
Singapore Airlines has a special compartment in some of its planes to hold a body in case someone dies on the flight.
What?
Really?
Yeah, that's the body compartment.
Just
leave that
alone.
Throw
them out the window.
They could do that, too.
And there are only 5 states in America with no state sales tax. Alaska, Oregon, New Hampshire, Montana, and the beautiful state of DeBellaware. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, we are... gonna whack an elf this morning.
Yes.
You have the opportunity to do this. Whack an elf. I advise you to go to WMGK.com and pick up a game card so that you can follow along, because basically what we got is a board of 50 squares labeled vertically 1 through 10, horizontally A through E. It's kind of like Battleship, right? You choose a number, you choose a letter, and if there's an elf underneath the corresponding choice, then you win whatever it is that elf is carrying, like an overnight stay at a Hard Rock Hotel or casino, along with a $150 dinner coupon.
Heck yeah.
All right, that's really good. The Star of Love diamond necklace from Steven Singer Jewelers. And are you ready for this one, Steve?
Yep.
All right. An Atari VCS and Atari game system.
Yeah, you got to explain this to
All right,
me.
Atari has come out with their own game system again,
uh-huh.
and it plays everybody's game systems.
Really?
Right,
oh,
yeah.
It's an emulator.
Right. It does them all.
Are they like downloadable games, or is it the cartridges?
I've told you everything I know now.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Win it and find out.
That's it. So maybe you'll walk away with that. But that is coming up at 7:30 this morning. But right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1968 that the Rolling Stones released Beggar's Banquet, and one of the big songs off of that album was Street Fightin' Man. It only got to number 48 on the Billboard charts because a lot of radio stations thought the song was subversive. And they wouldn't play it.
One of those.
All right. But Mick Jagger wrote the lyrics for Street Fighting Man during a time of major political upheaval in France. This is when all of the student riots were going on. I mean, it was like, you know, the whole country was being taken over by these riots. And, well, here's Mick to explain.
I was in Europe a lot, I think, at the time. And there was, more than riots. It was almost like a takeover of Paris. It became more than a street demonstration. It became a sort of threat to the established order and so on, and of course it was France, so of course all the intellectuals get involved, cinema and philosophers and all that, you know, and they were challenging the authority of the government, really.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I've locked out the phone lines. We're getting ready for a Whackin' Elf. We're going to need five people on the phones because we're going to keep playing until we get a winner each and every day.
That's why it's better than Christmas balls.
I mean, five people will have the opportunity at 7:40. And then if no one wins that time, we'll do it again at 7:50.
Cool.
Kind of like the same way we do with concentration.
Okay.
And if nobody wins the first time around, we'll try again the second time around, see if we can get ourselves a winner. But we will start looking for people at 7:30 in just a little bit. Although, Steve, you're not here for this. And Cindy, you know, you're back at your house, right? But I have something here. I don't want you to get upset when you hear this, guys. All right? And because I know what you're already thinking as to where I'm taking this. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I'm not taking it to where you expect it to go. It's a mashup.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
I don't know how they've managed to pitch this right, but wow.
I've always wanted Dee Snider to soil Christmas for me.
Well, he did put out a Christmas album, although I don't think this was on it.
I managed to miss that.
You got to see the video. There's a cute video.
Oh, there's a video, too.
Yeah.
I'll post it.
We'll get it all linked up for you on the JDB Show Facebook page.
That's right.
On the Facebook page, on the Facebook page, right? And on WMGK.com. And our congratulations going out to Cindy Bannon from Denver Pa. Have you ever heard of Denver Pa before?
I have not.
Right.
Lancaster County, though.
You have? You have?
Yeah, the Rockies are there.
I've heard that.
I have heard of Denver.
Denver, PA.
Right. It's next to Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Is it really?
I'm not sure. Say it with confidence and it's true.
Say that you're right. Right. It's kind of like when somebody gives you a quote, just say Shakespeare. Yeah, no, that's Shakespeare. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, okay, Shakespeare.
Lancaster County.
All right. But our congratulations to her.
She was
for
quick.
Winning a $250 Wawa gift card. I thought I was going to go through a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, same.
All right. I'm sitting here setting up and going, I'm going to be answering lots of phones here.
All of a sudden, bam.
Bam, right out the box. Our congratulations to her. Who was the first guy? Rob, was that the first guy?
Rod,
the first guy. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to take us to Fogo anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Chances are low.
Right. Is that the kids in the background?
Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah.
They're upstairs.
Hear that, the dog.
Oh, my God. Are your children loud if they're upstairs?
It is.
Pipes.
Listen, it is complete anarchy without Kristen.
I saw your tweet
right now.
All right, you've got Kristen sick. So.
She's sort of been isolated. And it's no one listens. Nobody listens.
Relatable.
The photo that I put up that the show Twitter account retweeted is the boys are in Jack's room. They took every book off his bookshelf. It's all over the floor because they were playing Floor is Lava. I think they beat the game because the entire floor was covered with books so they could just walk across it. No one's listening.
That's fun.
It's insane. Yesterday they were running around with their shirts off and I had to yell at them to keep their pants on. I'm serious.
I believe Kristen has said the same thing.
Yeah, right. Body is a temple.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
How about Gardner Minshew? Right.
Oh man.
What?
The mania.
Wow.
It's that, here.
Let it ensue.
Yes.
Boy, that was fun. That really was fun. Although the 70s called and they want their mustache back.
Oh, did you see the video of him walking into the stadium yesterday?
No.
Aviators, that mustache.
Right.
And an Eagles bomber jacket.
With patches.
I mean, Eagles by 1,000.
Yes, exactly.
They're going to win that game. There's actually a great video after the game of him and his dad.
I saw that.
Dave, find it for John. It's really good. His dad tries to go to all the games that he starts in.
Right.
And it's awesome.
So he
it's
doesn't really get to many games, does he?
Well, I mean, in the last year, I guess, when he was in Jacksonville, sure.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
He goes full bro on his dad.
It was a great video, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to that. But that was just how did you do? How did you do with your picks?
I nailed the Eagles game. Right, I missed the Chiefs game, though.
You got the game.
The Chiefs won?
What's that? Chiefs won. Oh, yeah. Handily. By 12 points.
Yeah, 12 or 13.
Yeah, I had Broncos by 10.5.
Right.
So I missed it by a couple.
Right. And then tonight you've got the Bills.
I have the Patriots to cover tonight. Yeah. Right. Big game tonight for our boss.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if the Bills lose, from what I understand, you're getting fired.
That's what I've heard. That's the rumor going around the office, yeah.
And
yeah.
Our listener was wrong. The Chargers covered the three for Bengals, so it goes to 100 for next.
Yep.
For
this year. That's Carol Baskin, who liked – that's what you said. Yeah. I like Tigers. Guess what? The Tigers did you wrong. But right now
– in the
Ironically, this guy could end up doing hard time for this. A 36-year-old in Bethesda, Maryland named Mark Schuda went to a grocery store pharmacy to pick up two medications, one for insomnia, the other for erectile dysfunction. But when he went to pay, the pharmacist said that his insurance wouldn't cover the ED meds, and without the discount, it was going to cost him $369.
Yikes.
He didn't have that much, but he really wanted the pills, so he grabbed them out of the pharmacist's hands, abandoned his shopping cart with the groceries in it, and sprinted out of the store. They knew his name because he had just filled a prescription. So they called the cops, but they said they didn't want to press charges if he brought the pills back, and you know, they would just let it slide.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? Police called him twice, and he hung up on them both times. So they sent him a text to let him know the store was being nice about it, and he wouldn't be arrested if he would return the medication. He still didn't do it. So they arrested him. He's now facing $50 in fine and 6 months in prison. What a boob.
In the herd.
What do you got?
All right, we go to Chicago. 25-year-old Jordan Lindsay was arrested last week, and in his mugshot, he's got some green hair and a Tesla face tattoo.
A what?
Yeah.
The Tesla logo?
Correct. The T. With
on his face?
On his face, yeah, yeah. It's directly under his left eye.
So instead of a tear... He has a Tesla logo.
Yes, he's got a Tesla logo. Okay. He's a fan of Tesla, but he does not actually own one. He was arrested on Thursday after he decided to drive drunk, and he flipped what will possibly be Dave's next car, a 30-year-old minivan.
Very well,
1992 GMC Safari, maroon paint. No other cars were involved, and he's lucky he's okay, but he's facing multiple charges. In addition to the DUI, he also doesn't have insurance. The minivan was not registered, and he was driving with a suspended license
from a previous
DUI. He will be due in court later this month.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, I got a homeowner in Montgomery County, Maryland, and he's now homeless because of how he tried to get rid of snakes on his property. Pete Pieringer, a Montgomery County Fire and Rescue guy, says the unnamed man thought using smoke from coals would do the trick when it came to getting rid of the serpents in his house.
Uh-huh.
Instead, the coals in his basement ignited and eventually burned the entire place to the ground, causing more than $1 million in damage.
In the herd.
Lastly, this is one of those stories that makes Bill, our program director, uncomfortable. Okay. A Georgia webcam performer named Lauren Hunter Dadman had to be airlifted to a local hospital after a gun mishap resulted in her firing a bullet into her... Yes, into her hoo-ha.
During a show?
No. They were doing the webcam, yeah. Our reports say that she was recording kinky clips for Chatterbait.
Clips.
And when the discharge happened, but it's not clear if it actually was a... the actual moment of firing was broadcast onto the site. They don't know.
Okay, okay.
Conflicting reports, however, say that Denham had consensual sex with Jordan Allen, who owned the gun when the weapon went off. So far, no charges have been filed, and police are classifying the incident as reckless conduct.
Hmm.
Bullet to the hoo-ha.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.